program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
It seems like only last week Evil Susie and I were having that little disagreement about the show.
Wraps up our first hour of Aquarius. So batten down the hatches, seekers, because here comes hour two.
Oh, we're going to do what I wanted to.
There, that's more like it. Like the lady said, now for our second hour of Aquarius.
Revelation
and a mind to live
of a Regishan Aquarian. Aquarian. When the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligned with Mars, then bees will kind of black and little, but still the stars is a dawning of the trust abounding, noble folks that are rich and gold and live in dream division,
mystic crystal revelation,
and a mind to liberation, Aquarian, Aquarian, Aquarian.
Thank you. Aquarius. When the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars, then peace will guide the planets and love will steer the stars. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, the age of Aquarius. Aquarius, Aquarius.
Harmony and understanding, sympathy and trust abounding. No more fossils or derisions, golden living dreams of visions,
mystic crystal revelations, and the mind's true liberation.
Aquarius.
Aquarius.
When the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars,
then peace will guide the planets and love will steer the stars.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, the age of Aquarius.
Aquarius.
We ain't talking about no Scorpio.
We'll be right back.
Coming up with a nice glaze, Seekers? I thought so. No wonder when you're using cheesy ingredients like these. We started out with a nice marinade of Mary and the Maoris. Yes, apparently New Zealand Islanders who landed at the Nassau Beach Hotel turning out crab-like aquariums for bored vacationers. Oh, and they were followed by Bob Kane, live at the Kane Break, wherever the hell that is. Then we had Don Kirshner. Yes, that toupee-wearing 1980s idiot from Don Kirshner's rock concert. He did an album called Don Kirshner Cuts Hair. Oh, imagine. And that was followed by Edmund Ross and his orchestra with a very Latin version. And then Don Lewis was at his organ again. Yes, that Hammond X77 GT. Oh, and he was followed up by a weird anomaly, the Milligan Christian College of Tennessee, doing their version. I imagine Let the Sunshine In had an O in it. Oh, God, they're always so arch. They were followed by two movie versions, one after the other. The first was from Hair in 1979, and then that was followed by the 40-year-old virgin also getting in that Aquarius groove. Oh, it's timeless. Oh, and they in turn were followed up by Mort Garson from Electronic Hair Pieces, one of the weirdest covers from that era. And this is another protege of Tommy Smothers. What a stoner freak. And this version, even though there's a lot of sitar, you're gonna have to deal with a blatty trumpet of Maynard Ferguson. Good luck, Seekers. There's more to come. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Started out the set with Paul Moriarty and those Seekers. I had two choices here with him because
he not only threw in a version of Aquarius on another album for good measure, he did the Flesh Failures, Let the Sunshine In, because basically Aquarius is two different songs, which is why so many people have trouble with it. Oh, but Mantovani didn't have any trouble contributing a really wiggy version for that old fart. And it was followed by a hard-working bar band, The Hallway, a vanity album that was signed in 1972 to Sue. And one of the guys wrote Keep on Truckin' and drew a peace symbol. And after that, we had James Last, and then Paul Thurrett and his Jamaican steel drum version. And then Galt McDermott's hair pieces. As opposed to Galt McDermott's first natural hair band, he was the actual composer of Aquarius, so you ought to send your mail to him. And then we followed with Enoch Light and the Brass Menagerie. And then we finished it up with Electric Hair. Yes, just anonymous studio hacks doing their thing, but everybody had something to do with Aquarius, and if Susie doesn't get conscious, we may have more of them. So who knows? This may not be the end. This may only be the dawning of another age of Aquarius. Oh, good night.